My name is Amrit Singh. I'm a staff attorney at the ACLU. The United States government continues to pin the blame for the widespread and systemic torture and abuse of detainees on a handful of low-ranking rogue soldiers. Meanwhile, high-level civilian and military officials responsible for that torture and abuse have not been held accountable. The government claims that it has conducted a number of investigations into the torture and abuse of detainees, but the truth of the matter is that each of these investigations has been limited in scope and entirely inadequate, and moreover, not a single one of them has been truly independent. For example, the only investigation that had the authority to interview high-ranking civilian Defense Department officials was that conducted by the Schlesinger panel. But this panel was not independent because its members were handpicked by Secretary Rumsfeld from his own defense policy board, which advised him. In fact, in his appointing letter, Secretary Rumsfeld made each of the four members of this panel full-time employees of the Defense Department without pay. He also expressly excluded issues of personal responsibility from the panel's terms of reference. Like many of the investigations conducted by the Pentagon, the Schlesinger panel did not have any subpoena power or access to information related to the CIA, and it did not conduct any original research, relying instead on the Defense Department's own reports of detainee abuse. So the result is that today, most of the high-ranking officials responsible for policies that led to detainee torture and abuse have been either exonerated or promoted. For example, Secretary Rumsfeld, who himself authorized techniques such as the removal of clothing and the use of dogs in Guantanamo Bay, techniques that were also used in Afghanistan and Iraq, is now serving a second term. Former White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez, who was intimately involved in constructing the legal framework that permitted the torture of detainees, is now Attorney General of the United States. And Jay Bybee, former Assistant Attorney General and author of the infamous legal memorandum that narrowed the definition of torture beyond recognition, is now a federal appellate judge. The United States government claims that it has punished rogue soldiers for abuse adequately. But especially in relation to the volume of the atrocities committed on detainees held in United States custody abroad, the government has in fact brought very few prosecutions, and the sentences meted out for the gravest of crimes have been extremely light. For example, the maximum sentence for U.S. soldiers who tortured Mullah Habibullah and Dilawar to death in Bagram, Afghanistan, was 5 months in military prison. Similarly, Chief Warrant Officer Louis Welshofer, who suffocated Iraqi General Mawhoush to death in a sleeping bag, got off only with a reprimand and a fine of $6,000.